This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Notice verse 3. It says, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one." You know what that implies? Two things. There is an evil one, Satan, but also we need protection. And guess who needs protection? Your children. I don't say this sarcastically at all, but I'm amazed at parents who rarely, if ever, pray for their children. Never occurs to them to pray for a son or daughter at school. Never occurs to them to pray for their daughter at college. And we pray for protection. Let me give you a visual illustration of what you're doing in intercessory prayer. It's not that dramatic, but you need to watch. When you intercede for another person and you pray, you're taking your one hand and you're reaching out to God. And you're taking your other hand and you're putting it on the person. And you're the go-between. You're the connector between the Lord God Almighty and your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, your parent, whatever the case may be. And most people don't realize that. The power of intercessory prayer. I'm beginning to believe the older I get and the longer I'm in the ministry, prayer is the most important thing we do. I pray for people at Crossview all the time. I pray for you and you don't even know it. I'll go down through names in our directory and I'll say, "Oh, I want to pray for that family today." I make 30-day prayer covenants with people where I say, "I'm going to commit to praying for you and your family for 30 days. And you know what I do? I do that. I honor that. Don't tell somebody you're going to pray for them for 30 days and then not pray. That's a sin to be forgiven. Like any other sin requires the forgiveness of Christ. It's a big deal to tell somebody you're going to pray for them. Is anybody here willing to admit that you listen to a show that's on between 1 in the morning and 5 o'clock at night on the radio called Coast to Coast AM with George Neary? Anybody? Am I the only weird person here? There's one other weird person here who listens to it too. When I can't sleep sometimes, I have an earphone and I'm grew up with that, listening to radio on earphone. And he has all the crazy people who believe in Bigfoot and UFOs and aliens landed in my backyard last Tuesday and they get all those kinds of phone calls. But one day it gripped my heart. He interviewed a Satanist. He interviewed a man who was a warlock, who was into witchcraft big time. And young people were calling in asking questions. "I want to get into this stuff. I'm interested in the occult. I want to get into Satanism." And one young man called in, sounded like he was in his 20s. And he said, "My parents are Christians, but I want to get into witchcraft and into the occult." And here's what he said. I found this intriguing. He said, "Tell your parents you believe in Jesus. Tell your parents you read the Bible. Tell the parents, if they live in another city, that you go to church. Keep them off your back." And then he said this, very telling. He said, "The worst thing that could happen for you would be for your mom and dad to start praying for you." What does that tell me as a parent? What does that tell you as a parent? If a warlock, somebody who's big time into witchcraft, who calls himself a Satanist, says the worst thing that could happen to your kids is for them to be prayed for by their parents, I want to pray for my children. And you should do the same thing. It's the most important thing. You could be the intercessor for your son, your daughter, in a way that you don't know until eternity. I have this theory about prayer. And it sounds, you know, melodramatic, but I believe it with all my heart that someday in heaven, somebody's going to come up and say, "You prayed for me. You prayed for me." And we don't know the impact on lives because we pray for people. And I want you to notice what he says in verse 3. I love this. God's faithful. The Lord is faithful even when you're not faithful and even when I'm not faithful. Remember that. God is faithful even when you and I aren't.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.